Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Gus Sentimentes, winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. He won it for his project City Explainer, which uses live streaming of community meetings to increase civic participation. That's a really interesting idea. Where'd it come from?
Thanks, David. Basically, I think for about 6 or 9 months ago, I was sitting around trying to think of what I can contribute to the city. And one of the skills that I've developed professionally is live streaming and sort of knowing how to fit the different pieces together to produce a live stream to not only the technical pieces, but also how to engage people through social media to watch a live stream. So I started thinking about that and how I could apply sort of what I feel like I'm good at. And it just so happened that I live in Northeast Baltimore, and there was a really important community meeting that was coming up that a lot of fellow residents were interested in, but it was at night and many couldn't attain. They're, you know, parents, they have small children. And I just thought, hey, I can just grab my iPhone and a tripod basically and just go live stream this thing. And I went and I did some basic promotion sort of like the day before saying, come to this website and watch. And 50 people showed up for the meeting. And to my surprise, another 40 people watched online for an average of 28 minutes. And those are really good numbers if you sort of pay attention to how what people spend their time on the internet. And it was really good to see. And I got all this great feedback from my neighbors saying, thank you for doing this. This is really important. You know, I couldn't make it. And then I just sort of a light bulb went on in my head thinking, hey, I had something here. And I think you see a lot of these big technology companies trying to solve big global or national problems and connecting national audiences together. And I feel like a lot remains to be done at the local level to engage people.
It's a pretty simple solution to foster public awareness and public engagement.
Yeah, it's simple. And so as I kind of went down this path of trying to make it feasible and a little more professional, I ended up sort of buying some more gear and investing in some software and figuring out like the live streams that I'm used to usually involve boxes and boxes of equipment, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 boxes of equipment, lots of equipment. And for me, just being a one-man band, so to speak, I just don't have the bandwidth to do it, nor did I have the time. So I basically designed a kit that fits in one box that uses iOS devices, iPhone, iPad, you know, laptop computer, and I can get the job done a lot of the time with just one box that takes me about 15 minutes to set up as opposed to 3 hours.
So where does City Explainer go from here?
So with City Explainer, I think what I'm trying to do is work out, is develop a... I'm working on the consistency of the production value, trying to make sure that I am able to produce a good quality product that people can watch and not have any internet issues. So I spent a lot of time getting the tech right. And once I think I'm in a good place with that, I'd also like to expand the types of events that I stream. And so I think that's sort of another component.
Good. Well, thank you for joining me today. It's a really great idea. I'm glad that we made you a Social Innovation Award winner because you certainly are deserving, and this is going to have a big impact on our city.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.